Okay. Okay, set it down. Okay, I have two questions today for you to discuss. Okay, first question is just for you to talk. You all like to talk, right? Most of you. Okay, first question is, what kind of student are you? Okay, what kind of student are you in the school? Okay? So you can start talking about what kind of student you are. Okay, then we move on. Okay? What kind of citizen are you? What kind of citizen of Singapore are you? Okay, what kind of citizen? You know a citizen, right? Don't tell me watch. Okay, citizen. What kind of citizen are you? Citizen. Now we come to a more serious question. What does it mean to be a citizen of the kingdom of God? Okay, what does it mean to be a citizen of the kingdom of God? Okay, what does it mean? Ken, you talk for a while. Okay, first question, what does it mean to be a student? What kind of student are you? What kind of citizen are you? National Day is coming up. Okay, so ask yourself, what kind of citizen are you? Are you a good citizen? Bad citizen? Okay? And secondly, what kind of citizen, what does it mean to be a citizen of the kingdom of God? Ken? Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay, you should be looking at number 2 now. Citizen of Kingdom of God.
Ah, What is it? We say being part of anything, being part of something, let us together. Okay? Okay. So, everybody, you are part of it. Okay?
Okay, are you all done? Okay, are you all ready? Let's start. Okay, what kind of a student are you? Are you a good student? Are you a student who is loyal to your school? Okay, what kind of student are you? Okay, anybody from here? Anything? Anyone? Okay, let's start with the guys. Most interesting answer. Okay, most interesting answer. Who has the most interesting answer? All the same. Which is? Normal student. Okay, all normal student. Anything more interesting? Quiet student. Okay, quiet student. Not? Not quiet, not quiet. Not good, not bad. Not so good. Huh? Okay. The rest? Playful student. Any brainy student? Smart student? Okay, quiet student. Okay, next. Okay, yes. Slacker! Yeah, I'm not getting the answers I want. Samuel, what kind of student you are? Trying to be a student. Sorry? Trying student. Okay, let's move on to citizen. Okay, what kind of citizen are you? Okay, interesting. Most interesting answer. Citizen. Have you all got your IC yet? Haven't? Huh? 15. Only 15. Sorry? I think when I got my IC when I was primary 6, right? Oh, now don't have. Last time my primary 6, when I got my IC, Pastor Mark and I, we were huge. So the IC, the whole part of it is our face. Because we were so fat. So by the time when we went to 16, when we were 16 years old, got to change really, because we don't look alike. I mean the IC and the actual face. So I got to go and change. So you haven't got your IC yet. Okay, what's most interesting? Okay, trying to behave yourself in public kind of citizen. Okay. Trying lah. That means not behaving properly lah, but trying. Okay, trying. What crime do you do? This thing, she's confessing her crime. Like what? I want to know. Like crossing the road or what? Jaywalking? Okay, never mind. Okay, guys. Come on, most interesting. Okay, Matthew, I'm sure you have an interesting answer. Yeah. Citizen, what kind of citizen are you? Okay, citizen. Anything else?
Nope.
So much for the guy. Come on! Jonathan! What kind of citizen are you? You don't know. I don't know kind of citizen. Okay. I don't know. Who's next? What kind of citizen? Olivia. Okay. Normal. The word normal Ben. Okay. Okay. All the things that goes with normal. Okay. 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 Average, above average because she doesn't complain. Okay. Good. That's a good thing. Ah. Yes. Most interesting. Good but not extremely patriotic. Okay. You won't. I also don't. I won't go there. Ah! Okay, I won't. But I'm patriotic. You like Singapore? Hey, wait, she's saying something. Sorry?
I love Singapore. I'm not like.
You love Singapore?
Yeah, but I'm not.
Yeah, must. Okay. Jonas, hey, how? What kind of citizen are you?
I think I'm a patriotic.
Oh. Okay, my kind of guy. Yeah. My goodness, I'm concerned for the future of Singapore. Yes. Why irresponsible? You don't pick up litter from the street. Okay, but wait. More importantly, when you're in church, when you see litter, do you pick it up? Huh? Ah, okay, that's more important. Okay. Outside. Okay. What kind of... Yes, Daryl. Mad citizen. Sorry? What's meh? No, what's that word meh? Huh? How you spell meh? M? M-E-H. Meh. Where did that word come from? Huh? Meh. I sound like a horse. Meh. Sheep, sheep. Meh. Meh. Okay. Where did that come from? It's a lingo. Young people lingo. I get it. Okay. Okay. Meh. You understand meh? Huh? You learn it from Cheche. Alina. Oh. Man. Where did it start? Where did it come from? Long ago. Huh? Oh, you had it, huh? Oh, I didn't know, man. Man. Okay. Okay, now let's come to the more important part. What does it mean to be a citizen of the kingdom of God? Okay, first, maybe you want to ask, are you a citizen of the kingdom of God? That's an important question. Are you a citizen of the kingdom of God? Now, that's something we want to think about. Because that's important for us to think. Okay? You turn to your Bibles. You got your Bibles? And in chapter 4, chapter 3, And verse 20, it says, Philippians. Have we not been studying Philippians? Okay, I understand. That's not how you use it, eh? When do you use it again? Okay, lukewarm, indifference? Or oh, whatever. Meh. Okay. Okay. Wow, I'm learning quite a few things today. I'm more knowledgeable now. Okay. Okay. Verse in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Okay, is that 20? Yeah, 20. For our citizenship is in heaven. And you know, our citizenship is part, if we can have this citizenship with reference to the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. And that's something we want to think about. You know, are we truly a citizen of the kingdom of God? And what kind of citizen are you? Okay, what kind of citizen? Because that's important too. Now, there's no point wanting to be a good citizen when you are not part of that citizenship. Okay, recently my wife, not too long ago, she became a Singapore citizen. She is a Malaysian. Okay, she's from Sabah. And you know where Sabah? Not the Sabah fish, you know Sabah? Okay, Sabah is West Malaysia, and she comes from a place called Sandakan. And I met her in Brunei, and along the way she came to Singapore. Okay, long way, but and then when she became, she became a PR, permanent resident. Then after 5 years, we applied. Many times, she had to go for some tests, go do some tour, and then finally, they accepted her. Okay, and then she became a Singapore citizen. Now, on that day, she had to go and line up with all the others, and she had to go on stage and say, and then along the way say the national pledge. Okay, when you say the national pledge, how do you say it? We, the people, the citizens. We, the citizens. Sorry, I haven't said it for a long time. We, the citizens of
Singapore.
Singapore, right? You know, you say it with conviction. Someone recently wrote a... It's Mr. Brown. You know Mr. Brown? He wrote a pledge. It's called the Food Lovers Pledge. We, the food lovers of Singapore, pledge ourselves as one united dining table. Regardless of color, method of preparation, or atasness. To build an inclusive, hungry society based on ho-chakness, shokness, and sedapness, so to achieve happiness, yummy-liciousness, and fulfillment of our stomachs. Okay? Yeah, that's Mr. Brown. But to me, wow, when I see the National Pledge, I must say it on National Day, okay? When you watch on your... Have you all been to the National Stadium? Have you all been for the National Day? Right? Most of you? When you watch on TV, when the National Pledge is being said, what do? Do you stand up? You do, huh? Okay. Your dad does it? No. Okay. Do you do it? At home? Yeah. No. You do, huh? You do stand up? Yeah. Okay. I do stand up. How many of you stand up? Okay, Matthew, you stand up. Wow, I'm surprised. Well done. Does your dad stand up?
Yeah.
Oh, does your mom?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Wow, this is a model family. Huh? Yeah, you should stand up. And then you say it with conviction. And when she said it with conviction on that day, wow, she was so happy. Okay? Now, if you are a citizen of the kingdom of God, do you feel the same conviction? Do you feel anything with reference to the gospel of Christ? Okay, when you think of the gospel, does it affect you in any way? Because that's all part of being the kingdom of God. Okay, you turn with me to Philippians chapter 3. Sorry, chapter 1, verse 27. Okay, maybe you don't turn to me. Can you still remember? Can you still remember? We tried. I conduct this lesson without looking at the Bible. Okay, let's try again. What's the first thing? Be of the gospel of Christ. So what? He, you, or an ambassador, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Wow, very good. Can you remember? You can remember, huh? Okay, so the first word is what? Only. You know, only. You see, when the Bible was written, it was written in two languages. What are they? Chinese. What are two languages? Do you all know? Or three languages? Hebrew, Greek, and one more. It's a bun. So when you're hungry, you can just eat it. Okay. Huh? And you know, in the New Testament, it's written in Greek. So the English, what we have, the English Bible, is a translation from the Greek. It's very interesting. There are many, many interesting things when you read it in the Greek. Like, for example, the word only is the word mono. It's actually the word mono. What's mono? Mono? What's mono? Mono. Monopoly. Monopoly means what? One company running, yeah, the entire economy, okay? Market. What is monologue? One person talking. What is monocots? Monocots. Or monocots? Mono. COTS. Monocots. Anybody? Yeah, okay. This one's a bit hard. This one is flowers. Okay? Sometimes flowers, they have two types of embryo. Ah. Okay, never mind. Let's move on. Okay, it's about flowering plant. How about monocule? Monocule? Monocle? Monocle or monocule? Ah. I think monocule. Curl. Ah, monocle. Okay? Monocle. Mono. One. Okay? One. Only let your conduct. One thing. You focus. Okay, the word conduct is very interesting. Okay, you can give out the notes. Have you all given out notes already? Okay, give it out already. It's very interesting. It's translated. Okay, wow, this is a Greek word. Now that's the first time we see a Greek word, lah. Okay? It's actually where you get a word politics from. How a country, how you conduct yourself. Okay? Polytuester. Okay? And what it means is the idea of being a citizen. Okay, it means being a citizen. To be a good and worthy citizen. Okay? Now, you turn with me to Acts 16. What time do you all have? What time is it now? It's 4:15? Yeah, that's 4:15. But what time do you have? 4:15, huh? 4:12, right? Okay. 4:12. So mine is correct, huh? This one is fast. Okay. You turn with me to Acts 16. Everybody turn to Acts 16. Acts 16 is very interesting. It's one of those times where Paul, when he was in prison, and they beat him up, and along the way, he was released from prison. So the magistrate decided to let Paul go secretly, but he refused to go. Okay, because they had done something wrong to him. An unjust act. Acts 16 verse 37. And we read in verse 37, but Paul said to them, they have beaten us openly, uncondemned Romans, and have thrown us into prison. Wow. This is one of those times, you know, Paul mentions, I'm a Roman. Okay? He, you know, I'm uncondemned. I am a good Roman soldier. Hey, I'm a good Roman citizen. Okay? And Philippi was part of the Roman colony. And this was one of those times he said, you know what? I am a citizen of Rome. Okay, and he's proud of it. And that's important. You know, it's good for us to think about what it means to be a good, worthy citizen. When you all sing Majula Singapura, how do you sing? Majula Singapura. How do you sing? Huh? You always cry? Why? Oh, okay, wow. That's on National Day, lah. Okay, okay. School? You will cry also? No, I mean, okay. You know, when people sing, when Singaporeans sing, how do you sing? Majula Singapura. Okay, the actual right words is Mari Kita Rakyat Singapura. But most people sing Mari Kita Yaya Singapura. Okay? And then there's one part it says Sita Sita Cita Yang Mulia. But your thing is Cita 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 Ya Mulia. Huh? Anyway, what does Majula Singapura mean? Okay, that's most important. Huh? Okay, you know, you understand. How about Berjaya Singapura? Same? No, it's not the same. What is Berjaya Singapura? Anybody? You all sing it every day. Or they all sing every day, right? Yeah, what does Berjaya Singapura mean? Hmm? Don't know. Okay, I also don't know. Huh? Berjaya is a common Malay word, but I can't remember. So, okay. And then there's this part where it says Majula Singapura, Majula Singapura. Most people will sing Majula Singapura, Majula Singapura. Okay. Now it's good to y'all learn how to sing properly the national anthem, huh? But you know this idea of being a good citizen. Now, here we see. Okay, let's go back to Philippians. And Philippians 1, we read of this idea, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. You know, one of the challenges that we want to think about is to be able to live a life that is worthy of the kingdom of God. You know, even as we think about what it means to be a citizen of the kingdom of God, we want to think, are we good citizens of the kingdom of God? What is your conduct like? Do we behave well as good citizens of the church? Good citizens of God, of the kingdom of God, of heaven? Okay, as a Christian, what is your conduct like? How do you behave yourself? Especially, it says, so that whether I come and see you or an absent, I may hear of your affairs. What do people speak of you of when they look at your life? Do they say anything? You know, at the end of the year, when your teacher writes your testimony, testimonial, right? What does your teacher write? Nowadays, the teacher, when they write, wow, they are very interesting. They write in ways of means, you know, they write in flowery language, and half the time they are just trying to make sure, right, Michelle? Yeah. Why must you do that? Why can't you just cannot write anything like that? So even if they say, for example, okay, for example, if you really have a bad student, really, really bad down, what do you write about? Okay, that's very interesting. Okay? Now, the challenge is, what kind of person are you when no one's looking? You ask yourself that question. What kind of citizen of heaven are you when no one's looking? You know, and that's something for us to think about. You know, very often we need someone to be there to supervise us, to look out for us. But you know, God is always looking at you. God is everywhere. Right? And when He looks at your life, when you are alone, when there's nobody, what are you? Is your conduct still worthy of the gospel? Okay? Next thing we want to think about is the idea of standing together. It goes on to say that you stand fast in one spirit. Not only should we have a good conduct as Christians, but we also learn to stand together as Christians. We learn to stand up for one another. You see, the word standing fast has this idea of as a soldier. Okay? It's the idea of holding the line. You know, when you fight in a war, very often you when you defend a place, there's a need to hold the line. Okay, say for example, this is a mountain or something. Okay, it's a huge mountain, and the enemies are coming. And here is that you are defending this mountain or this hill or something. And all the soldiers will be lined up here. Okay? And they say, you must hold the line. Okay? If this part breaks, what happens? What happens? If the enemy comes in here, what happens? Die. You're right. Die. Okay? Not only will you die, but the enemy can go behind and they can fire. And very often, that hill will be lost. Can you see that? So everybody has to stand fast. Everybody has to hold the line. Do you understand? And you know, you need to do this together. One heart, one mind, one spirit. Okay, because there will be people who will come and they will spread all kinds of wrong teachings. See, the book of Philippians, there was one problem that they had, was that they had false teachers coming. And when false teachers coming, they try to pull one person at a time, especially those who are younger. Those who don't know the scriptures well, they will go to you and they will spread all kinds of false teachings. But you know what? We must have the same heart, same mind. We stand together. We don't lose ground. We don't allow these people to come in. Do you understand what I'm saying? Ladies, you have this picture in your mind. If you don't have, I have actually a video to show you how to stand the line. As soldiers. Okay? So maybe I'll just show it to you all so that you can understand this a bit better. Okay, it's called Gettysburg. Gettysburg was a place where they fought. It's a civil war, and they were defending this piece of land, this hill. It's called Little Hill. Okay? And this is General Major Chamberlain, I think. And he was with a group of soldiers, and they were trying to defend. Okay, you want to go ahead and play? Got music? Got sound? And so they have this line. Can you see that? They all form a line. Yeah, he's praying. Can you see the line? Okay, Ken. Do you understand now? Okay, that's holding the line. Okay, I just want to show you one last one. And this is when they charge down the hill. We got no more bullets. Okay. Enough? Okay. Now, basically that's what a soldier does, okay? You hold the line. And you know what? Young people, we are all part of that line. Each one of us. Each one of us, we are part. One, we are citizens of the kingdom of God. And we are soldiers of the kingdom of God. And it's our part. Our part to protect it. Our part to fight for it. Our part to not allow anything to come between us. You see, these men, they were brave. They will fight for their country. Or they fight for what they believe in. For us, we also must fight for what we believe in. Okay? And I hope, even as we start YPG again, that we will form friendships. Oneness of heart and mind. That we will learn to fight together against all kinds of false teachings. Things like, you know, this LGBT thing. You know, that's affecting the society today. That, you know what's the LGBT thing? Do you all know? Okay, anyway, there's this thing called the LGBT thing. Huh? You know, right? Yeah, you know, it's about, you know, people who are gays, people who are lesbians, and so on. Now, you know, for us, we must fight for what's true and right. And we must stand together. With oneness of heart, oneness of mind, striving for the faith. You see, we must not allow our faith to be affected. There's a pastor who's going around and telling people, you know what, it's okay to be gay. No, it's not okay to be gay. And we must stand up for what is right. Even if we have to strive hard and work hard together. So I hope, you know, that you will continue to come and you'll continue to learn and you'll continue to grow. And you will be a good citizen of the kingdom of God. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Okay, let's recite that all together. Ready, go. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Or that when I come to see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs. That you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the grace of the gospel. Striving together. Working together, agonizing together for the faith of the gospel. And I hope you will be able to say, I will strive together with you, Pastor Mitch. Count me in. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God and I want to strive together with you. Will you? I hope so. Okay, well, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, this afternoon, we thank you for this word from the book of Philippians. We pray, dear Lord, that you will help us to truly think about what it means to be a citizen of the kingdom of God. Help us, Lord, to walk worthy as your citizens. We pray, dear Lord, that you will also help us to be good soldiers. Soldiers that will fight. Soldiers that will fight for the truth. For the faith of the gospel. And we pray, dear Lord, that even as we think about these things, may we be good students. Wherever we are, in whatever school we may be, help us to do our very best that we may walk worthy of the gospel. So we ask for your blessing and bless this gift that we're going to give to you, Lord. May you use it for your work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's give our offering. Thank you.